have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Ryan, we've got to get on that ship.
Attention passengers, the karaoke contest will begin in 5 minutes.
Okay, now we've really got to get on that ship.
Look at me, I'm ship-faced. I'm an article of space. Round these yachties, I'm out of place. I'm ship-faced.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That's me, along with Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner. And we're trying to figure out the best way to suck up to a billionaire and his fancy yacht so we can be taken out on it as a guest. Or right. At least just to get a 2-cent tour. I don't know. What would be the best opening line for a billionaire at the tiki bar you happen to run into him, Barry? What would you say, like, to try to coax them into, like, hey, let me on your boat. Take me out.
What's
a billionaire like you doing in a dump like this?
It would have to be challenging. Would say, that's a fairly small sailing vessel.
Oh, you try to guilt him into it.
Say, like, what do you mean small?
Right.
There you go.
Reverse psychology kind of thing. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So Sailing Yacht A is the world's largest privately owned sailing vessel, measuring 469 feet. It was delivered in 2017 to billionaire Andrei Melnenko. And I hope I didn't mess up his name too bad. It features 3 100-meter carbon fiber masts and is considered a sail-assisted motor yacht.
Okay.
Another big one is Jeff Bezos of Amazon fame.
Right.
The Kuru is 417 feet. Now, I did a little research because I was just curious about sailing ships from the 1700s. So I said, what is the largest British sailing ship from the 1700s?
Okay.
It was called the HMS Victory. It was launched in 1765, and it was 227 feet, 6 inches long, with a 186-foot gun deck and a beam of 51 feet. She was designed to carry 100 guns or 100 cannons, and it took 6,000 oak trees to construct her.
Yeah, that's huge for that period. I mean,
still, these privately owned ships are twice the size of the biggest gunships of the time there.
That is
amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can't really hear Mike. Mike, where'd you go there, buddy?
He's there. Oh, he forgot.
Yeah. I did.
He got all excited.
Yeah. He was trying to figure out how he could suck up to
get on some of these ships. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, exactly. That Victory.
Hey, we're from World of Boating. Can we tour your boat?
Yeah. Well, the sailboat is at the bottom of, or the Victory is at the bottom of the sea now, I would assume, or is it still out there?
I don't think so. I think it's, let me see something. Major ship, the Royal George. I don't know. I don't know what happened to her. I'll find out.
Yeah. I would think it would be a shipwreck by now, but who knows? But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you would say.
Well, the Constitution is still afloat. So,
I mean, the oldest Navy vessel still in commission, serving as a flagship of the first Sea Lord, and is preserved in a dry dock at Portsmouth, England.
Right.
So you can go check her out. 100 cannons. I'd like to have one cannon just in front of my house, facing outward with a remote control when people come by to sell things.
Well, that'd be okay. But, I still would rather go to the biggest sailboat in the world. The A1, what is it? A1C?
Model, no, wait, that's A1C. No, that's your...
A1C, that's...
That's your blood sugar.
What are they called?
Sailing Yacht A.
Sailing Yacht A. What a lame. Why didn't they... Did they never name it? Why would you not... Well, that doesn't sound like the name of a boat.
Well, Sailing Yacht A. Well, it can work. But that means it can be a sailing yacht B and a sailing yacht C, or you could dive the wreckage of sailing yacht A on sailing yacht B.
Lame. And I guess that'd be the angle. I'd probably take Barry's line of attack if you ran into the owner at a tiki bar somewhere deep in the Caribbean and you knew this was the guy and he was just coming over for, a pina colada like every other tourist. And you realize it's the guy from the A1C boat. A-N-L.
Yeah, you can always tell because he's the guy that walks in and says, does my boat make this marina look small?
Oh, no. Like, what you say is, hey, do you know who owns that?
Lame name, man.
Do you know who owns that dinky little sailboat?
Yeah.
There you go. That's the challenge right there.
Bust his balls. Like, why didn't you name it like a real boat? Like a Black Pearl or something. What is that? And try to get him on the defense and see if you can guilt him in. Let me on that boat. Let me take a look around. I'll come up with a name for you.
Yeah, yeah. We work for World of Boating. Let us know.
The name of your boat should be I Have More Money Than God.
Right. Not A1C.
Yeah.
A1C.
I don't know. But it's crazy, some of that stuff. But I have always wondered, like, you know, because that could really happen, just like running into Jimmy Buffett in the Caribbean back in the day. You know, I would always miss Jimmy Buffett by a day or so at a Caribbean island. And obviously, he did pretty well off. And I was always was hoping that I'd have that chance encounter. But that could happen with one of these billionaire owners of one of these crazy sail yachts, you know. I mean, they like to keep their anonymity for the most part, especially when they're traveling, I would assume. But
well, the way you would do that is if you were on someone else's sailing yacht in the same area that these big yachts were in.
Well, that's what I tried to do in Sable, Barry.
Each other. Well, and I figured, saw you and they said no.
Well, no, the captain of my boat.
He laughed at you. That's
He said, I'm not going to do that. That'll make me look bad. Like, I'm not going to stick my neck out there and have them say, hey, leave us alone.
You dumb
tourist. He wouldn't even ask the folks at the Maltese Falcon for me.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Just get on the radio, dial them up like, hey, Maltese Falcon, how you doing?
We ain't got American here. You want to look at him? No.
Yeah.
I'll just jump in the water and act like you're drowning.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's right.
Swim over. Yeah.
Yeah. There's that. You could say,
do you have any great emergency coupon?
You know? Yeah.
Gosh, I would sure feel a whole lot better if I could, like, look around for a bit. You know, I need to walk. I need to walk around.
Yeah. Right. Give me a minute before you send me back. All right,
hide the silver.
Give me one of those fancy cigars you have on this boat first, too.
Yeah, with your name on there.
Right. But yeah, I have always wondered, you know, what would be the best way to approach someone like that?
Go to a boat show and then, you know.
Well, it could happen at a boat show, too, for sure.
You got a better chance of going on a yacht there.
You never know who you might run into at the local watering hole, you know, at the bar and stuff. I mean,
sure.
It could be one of those guys.
Hey, you know, I could be out there.
Volunteer that information. They're going to keep quiet about it and, you know, just start strumming up a conversation. And next thing you know, like, hey, why don't you come on out with me? I'll show you a boat.
Well, to your point, that happens a lot. In fact, the last two times I've been down to the show.
So what was your pickup line, Mike?
Pickup line. Just literally, you're just talking to people and then, you know, they're boat people too. And, you know, I struck up a conversation 2 years ago. At the Fort Lauderdale boat show with a guy that was buying a 175-foot yacht. And he was talking like, yeah, I'm just like buying a Chevy pickup, you know. He's just, that's the one I'm going to get. I'm haggling with him. My broker's talking with his broker and we're going to come to terms. And he's just talking like, I'm just buying a pickup truck.
Yeah, just buying it. Yeah, I'm looking at one of those too. And that's the key.
Yacht.
Looking at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you try to keep finance, you know, off the table so he doesn't press you.
Finance for 1,000 years.
Yeah. And just say, I'm looking at one of them. I was thinking like 200 meter or, you know, 200 feet.
You better
plus.
Know your meters before you say anything.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You got to get your ducks in a row. You got to sound smart.
Some of those boats have fuel tanks that are bigger than my entire boat. I mean,
don't say that. That'll be a deal killer right there, and you'll get nowhere.
Just tell them that. Let's go over to the scuttlebutt and talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know your nautical lingo, you'll get on the boat.
Right. That, or you say, hey, my better half here is, Playboy 2026.
And well,
it's like, come on aboard. Welcome aboard.
Push him off the boat. Keep the wife.
There's a few different techniques you can use. It'll probably get you in trouble. So we'll just end on that note for today. Till next time, remember, whether it is sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Barnacle bit. Captain Swab.
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
Woo-hoo-hoo! TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.